Hey everyone, I have to say I'm a bit shaken by the news breaking out of the Hetera ecosystem. A suspected security exploit just siphoned over $5.8 million in digital assets, and it looks like those funds were quickly moved over to the Ethereum network. It's a tough pill to swallow for everyone involved.
It's definitely concerning, but let's look at what's actually happening under the hood. Initial analysis from blockchain security researcher Spectre suggests this breach exploited a vulnerability in a cross-chain bridge or smart contract. Essentially, it managed to bypass standard security protocols, which is a serious red flag.
And you can feel that tension immediately in the market, right? The moment the disclosure dropped, Hetera's native token, HBAR, took a hit, dropping by more than 2%. It's a stark reminder of how quickly sentiment can shift when security is in question.
Exactly. And this really highlights a broader, systemic vulnerability across the entire decentralized finance space. Cross-chain interoperability tools are absolutely essential for liquidity and scalability, but they consistently create high-risk attack surfaces. It's a classic case of innovation outpacing the safeguards we put in place.
That's so true. Security implementations just can't always keep up with how fast development moves, which makes bridges and wrapped tokens such prime targets. But on a brighter note, it's amazing how quickly this was caught. The swift detection really shows how vital independent security researchers and community-driven monitoring are for limiting financial damage.
Absolutely. For anyone holding assets right now, the immediate priority has to be heightened vigilance. My advice: verify smart contract security rigorously, stay away from unverified cross-chain bridges, and strictly manage your wallet permissions. It's about proactive defense.
I completely agree. And looking ahead, the long-term impact on HBAR's valuation and the ecosystem's trust will really come down to one thing: the speed and transparency of the official response from the Hetera team. How they handle this will set the tone for everything that follows.
Precisely. Their critical next steps need to be rapid patching of the vulnerability, attempting to recover or freeze those stolen funds, and expanding their bug bounty programs. Beyond that, they'll need to implement proactive defenses like formal verification, multi-signature governance, and time-locked withdrawal mechanisms to prevent this from happening again.
It really brings us back to a fundamental truth in blockchain: innovation and security have to advance hand in hand. We can't just chase new features without building the guardrails at the same time.
Well said. Cross-chain functionality gives us unprecedented financial flexibility, but it demands equally sophisticated risk management. In decentralized finance, sustainable trust isn't built by avoiding attacks entirely. It's built by responding to them effectively and continuously strengthening those security frameworks.
Couldn't have put it better myself. The Hetera ecosystem's ability to navigate this with technical rigor and transparency will ultimately determine whether this short-term volatility turns into long-term resilience. Thanks for breaking it all down with me.